Good morning. Welcome to our program. Question that I want to ask today is, what do you think of Jesus Christ? What you think of Christ will determine your true estimate of Him. This will then determine how you will respond to Him. You know, there are three questions that we can ask that will help us to determine our true estimate of Christ. They are, number one, what do you think of the claims of Christ? Number two, what do you think of the words or commands of Christ? And number three, what do you think of the church of Christ? What we think of the claims of Christ, the words of Christ, and the church of Christ reflects what we truly think of Christ Himself. Well, first of all, what do you think of the claims of Christ? Well, what were the claims of Christ? Well, we know He claimed to be the Son of God, that is, deity in the flesh. When Jesus stood before Caiaphas, the Jewish high priest, Caiaphas said to Him, "I put you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus said to him, "It is as you said." Jesus is saying here, what you're saying is true. Yes, I am the Christ, the Son of God. It goes on to say that Caiaphas tore his clothes, saying, "He has spoken blasphemy. What further need do we have of witnesses? Look, now you have heard his blasphemy." That's Matthew 26, verses 63 through 65. You see, they understood what Christ was claiming. This is the reason they crucified him. They believed that he was guilty of blasphemy because here is a man claiming to be God. And so there's no question that Jesus claimed to be the Son of God, deity. The question is, what do you think of his claim? You know, there are those today who think of Christ as just a human philosopher, a good teacher. They deny his virgin birth, his miracles. They deny his resurrection from the dead and his claim to deity. Yet they say that he was a good man and taught good things. But I suggest that no one can think more of Christ than what they think of his claims. If Jesus was not whom he claimed to be, then he was a liar, a fraud, a charlatan. He claimed to be something he was not. He would then not have been a good teacher, and he certainly is one not worthy of our respect. Well, someone says, well, he thought he was the Son of God, when in actuality he was not. Well, then he was a lunatic. He was crazy. Again, I say, no one can think more of Christ than what they think of his claims. If Christ was not whom he claimed to be, then he was not a good man. And it does make a difference what we think. Jesus said in John 8 and verse 24, "Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins." But the second question that determines our true estimate of Jesus Christ is, what do you think of the words or commands of Christ? What do we mean then by the words of Christ? Some people think that the pure words of Christ are the red-lettered words in red-lettered Bibles. But the fact is, all the words of the New Testament Scriptures are the words of Jesus Christ. In John chapter 16, verses 12 through 15, Jesus here is speaking to his apostles. And he says to them, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. For He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come. He will glorify Me, for He will take of what is Mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are Mine. Therefore I said that He will take of Mine and declare it to you." Now, the apostles and prophets were moved by the Holy Spirit when they wrote the New Testament. Christ here says that what the Spirit would guide them into would be His words. The Spirit would take the things of Christ, which were also the things of the Father, and declare that unto the apostles. And so what we have written by Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Paul, Peter, James, and Jude are the very words of Jesus Christ. That is the reason Paul could say in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 37, "If anyone thinks himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things which I write to you are the commandments of the Lord." And also, what the Spirit guided them into was all truth. What we have in the New Testament Scriptures are the words of Christ. It is all that the Lord intended to be revealed and all that we need. Now, what do you think of the words of Christ? No one can think more of Christ than what they think of His words, His commands. Jesus said in John 14, verse 15, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Those who love Christ will keep His commandments. In Luke 6 and verse 46, He said, "But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say?" Those who truly believe that Christ is Lord will do what He says. There are those today who say they believe in Christ, but they pick and choose what words of Christ they want to accept and then discard the others. There are those who say they are disciples of Christ, but they condone the homosexual lifestyle. Well, Jesus said, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God." 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 and 10. Christ says that the homosexual who does not repent and turn to Him will not inherit the kingdom of God. Well, what do you think of these words? No one can think more of Christ than what they think of His words. Christ also said concerning marriage and divorce, "And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, and marries another, commits adultery. And whoever marries her who is divorced commits adultery." Matthew 19, verse 9. Well, what do you think of these words? There are people today who claim to be disciples of Christ, but they disregard His laws concerning marriage and divorce. Again, no one can think more of Christ than what they think of His words. Christ also said to sinners who wanted to know what to do, He said, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts 2 and verse 38. Also, Christ said to Saul of Tarsus, "And now, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Acts 22 and verse 16. Now, what do you think of Christ's command concerning baptism? He says that baptism is for the remission of sins. Remember, no one can think more of Christ than what they think of His words, His commands. If we love Him, we will obey Him no matter what His commands may be. Now, the third question that determines our true estimate of Jesus Christ is, what do you think of the Church of Christ? Well, what is the Church of Christ? Well, the Church is people. The Church of Christ is saved people. All who have been saved by the blood of Christ are the Church of Christ. In Acts 2 and verse 47 it says, "And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved." Also, the Church of Christ or the Church of God has been purchased by the blood of Christ. Acts 20 and verse 28. And so the church is made up of people, all who have been purchased by the blood of Christ. Read 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 20. And so if a person is saved by the blood of Christ, he is in the Church of Christ. Now, the word church is used in at least two senses in Scripture. It is used to refer to the church universally, that is, all saved people. It is also used in a local sense, that is, a group of saved people in a certain locality who meet and work together. Every saved person who is a member of the church universally has the responsibility to become a part of a local church in the place where he lives and to meet with them and to work with them. Now, there are those today who believe that they can be in Christ without being in His church. The church is non-essential, they say. Well, this is impossible. You see, Christ cannot be separated from His church. You see, the church is the body of Christ. Paul says in Ephesians 1, verses 22 and 23, "And He," that is God the Father, "put all things under His feet," that is Christ's feet, "and gave Him to be head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. Now notice, the church is the body of Christ, the fullness of Christ. To be in Christ is to be in His body, His church. And to be in His body, His church, is to be in Christ. One cannot be in Christ without being in His church. There are those who believe that they can serve Christ without serving in a local church. Well, this is impossible, because how we treat the church is how we treat Christ. In Acts chapter 9, we read of Christ appearing to Saul of Tarsus. Now, Saul was a persecutor of the church, and Christ said to Saul, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Now, how was Saul persecuting Christ? Well, he persecuted Christ by persecuting his church. You see, how you treat the church is how you treat Christ. Also in Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46, Christ presents to us the judgment scene. When Christ comes, He will separate the nations and put the righteous on His right hand and the unrighteous on His left hand. And it says in verse 41 and following that Christ will say to those on His left hand, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they also will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you?" Then he will answer them, saying, "Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." Now the "these" he is referring to are his disciples. If we fail to minister to other disciples, even the least, we are failing to minister to Christ. Again, how we treat the church is how we treat Christ. Christ and His church cannot be separated. Your service to the church is your service to Christ. Your view of the church is a reflection of your view of Christ. You know, there are those who believe the church of Christ is divided into the many different denominations that believe and practice different things. They condone the denominational system and think it is a good thing that we have all these choices of denominational churches to choose from. But to condone the denominational system is to condone division. And to condone division in the church is to say that Christ is divided. Paul said to the Corinthian church, who were divided, he says, "Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." That's 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10. Well, in verse 13 he asks, is Christ divided? Well, the answer is no. Well, neither should His church be divided. To say that His church should be divided is to say that Christ is divided. Again, our view of Christ's church is a reflection of our view of Christ Himself. No one can think any more of Christ than what they think of His church. Well, what do you think of Christ? Well, we have shown today that no one can think any more of Christ than what they think of His claims, His words or commands, and His church. Well, our time is gone for today, and we thank you for listening. But before we close, we want to invite you to check out our website. The St. James Church of Christ in St. James sponsors this program, and our web address is sjchurchofchrist.com. Now, on this website, there is information about who we are, the times of our services, and where we meet. But you will also be able to listen to sermons preached, and also you will be able to listen to previous Bible Talk broadcasts. That web address is sjchurchofchrist.com.